As it relates to Reish, tomorrow's daf is going to get into the sugyas of Lo Yisakifu Pas Reishchem, the next daf, also Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. But just one ha'ara regarding the first part of today's daf, and that is the halachis of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachit Sveikai Tameh and Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tameh. So again, ordinarily, when there's a shaila of Safik, the rule is, the short rule, Sveika de Raisa l'chumra, Sveika de Rabbana l'kula. Even when there's a Sveika de Raisa, if you have a Svek Sveika, the halach is you go l'kula. However, when it comes to Safik Tumah, the Shulchan Aruch is different. Safik Tumah, what matters is whether this Tumah is in a Rishos HaYachid or whether this Tumah is in a Rishos HaRab. Safik Tumah Rishos HaYachid, Sveika Yitameh. Even if it's a Svek Sveika, called Safik Shat HaYachid LaHarbois, the halach is still going to be Sveika Yitameh. Safik Tumah Brishus Harabim, even if it's only one Safik, and even if it's a Sveika Deiraisa, the halach is that it's going to be taught. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, Mitzvah that we've referred to many, many times, it's the Mitzvah of Shloyitama Koyin Hedyet B'meis. It's very, very long. And this is in Sifkot and Lamed Dalet, just to give you an idea of how long it is. Says the Michas Chinuch that I had a Safik, Vihine. He said, I'm not afraid to write about something that I'm not sure of. Even though, it could be what I'm not sure about might be a davar pasha, l'misha baki b'shas, v'sich loy bari. Ach ish kamoini, loy evo ish lichtoiv masha nestapikli. But somebody like me, chshem zichnish, to write something that I myself am not sure about. And then the Michas Chinuch goes on to show incredible brilliance, Sai in Koyach HaPilpul, and Sai in Oikar Harim, and Sai in Sinai, and then at the end of this very, very long shtickle, he says, Kach nirali va'ani loymit ke'es b'loy iyun. He says, I'm learning now more bekiyas, this is more shitchiyistik, I'm doing the daf, and as a result, I'm not holding mamish in the inyan, sa'ani loymit ke'es b'loy iyun, therefore, I'm not 100% sure, but this is my suffix, and this is a classic, classic Minchas Chinuch Shaila. Said the Minchas Chinuch, we know that Allah is Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Sveikai Tameh, even Sveik Sveik. And Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sveikai Tar, even one Sofik. And this is a Chiddush, because ordinarily Sveikai Dei Raisa is L'Chumra always when it's one Sofik, and Sveik Sveik is L'Kula always when it's two Sveikis. But when it comes to Sofik Tumah, the Shulchan Aruch is different. So says the Michas Chinuch, what's the halacha with regards to a Kohen or a Nazir who are not allowed to be Metamah to a Meis? Could a Kohen v'Nazir be metama to a Safik Tumah or not be metama to a Safik Tumah? And really, the Shaila is on two levels. Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaYachid is Sveikai Tameh. If that's the case, it would be Pashit that a Kohen has no Gerech to go l'chatchila, l'shem Yichud, to be metama right now to Safik Tumah. It's a Sveikai Deiraisa, and Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaYachid is Sveikai Tameh. But what would be when you have a Svek Sveker by a Safik Tumah? Svek Sveker by a Safik Tumah called Safik Shatu Yochel HaHarbois, what's the halacha? Is Svekai Tameh. But ordinarily, when it comes to Issa the Heter, what's the halacha when you have a Svek Sveker? Svek Sveker, you're always allowed to go Lekula. So says the Michas Chinuch, what's the halacha? Could a Koyein go Lechatchila and enter a room, let's say, where there's a Svek Sveker of Tumah? When it's in a Rishos HaYachid or not. Mitzad Echad, Sofik Tumah Rishos HaYachid is Sveikai Tameh. And if that's the case, the Sofik Tumah should paskin, it should be machriya, that there's Tumah in this room. And if there's Tumah in this room, so the Kohen's not allowed to walk into a Noel HaMeis. He can't walk into a room with his Tumah. However, this could be, as it relates to the Isurei Kohuna, that's a Shaila of Issa V'Heter. It's a Shaila whether you have the Lav of Lo Yitameh or you don't have the Lav of Lo Yitameh. And every time you have a Safik Isser, what's the halacha? The halacha is that if there's one Safik, you go to Chumra, but if there's two Sveikas, even by a Deiraisa, you go to Kula. So if a Kohen wants to walk into a room where there's a Svek Sveik of this Tumas Meis, could be it's more different, because it's no different than any Svek Sveikah. If you had a sandwich in front of you, and it's a Svek Sveikah right now, whether it's kosher or not kosher, you wash, you three times each hand, you wipe your hands, you make a bracha, you eat it, you bench, right? What's the shayla? You're allowed to do it, because that's the halacha of Svek Sveikah. So kubi l'chatchila, be allowed to walk into the room. What's the tzad? Not because it's Safik Tumah. And Safik Tumah, b'shus hayachid, even b'svek Sveikah, the halacha is Tumah. So it could be once we paskin with Machriya, that this is a shayla of Safik Tumah, maybe you wouldn't be able to do it. So the shayla would be l'idach gisa as well. What happens if you have Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaRabba? Three people. Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaRabba. Could a Kohen walk into a Matziv L'chadchila where there's a Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaRabba? Mitzad Echad, you would say, Avadi should be able to. Why not? Because Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaRabba is Vekaitar. So if the Halchro is that there's no Tumas Meis over here, so what's the problem? Walk in. But maybe, says the Michas Chinuch, Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaRabba is only a viful with dining whether there's Tumah here or not. So it could be the Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaRabba Paskins that if you're going to walk in, you're not going to be Tumah. But as it relates to the Sofik Isser of the Kohen, maybe it's going to be a problem. In other words, the Michas Chinuch Shaila is that do we say that the Gedorim and the rules and regulations of Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaYochin and Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaRabba Paskin, Legamri, whether there's Tumah here or there's not Tumah here? And if that's the case, it's mistaber that it would be Negeya. Not only is the person Tumah or Tahar, but it would be Negeya all these Surim that are Nezeya from whether there's Tumah or not Tumah. L'mashal, the Sugis of Kayin and Nazir, the Sugis that we're learning. Or it could be the Halachas of Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaYochas, of Tumah B'Shos HaRabim, is Negeya whether you're Tumah or Tahar. That's where it's Negeya. It's Negeya whether you're Tumah or Tahar. But vos is negeya, whether or not there's tumah klapei the isurim, maybe you have to reckon that there's tumah in the sofik tumah b'shos harabim, and maybe you have a right to reckon that there's no tumah vos is negeya the svek sveker b'shos hayachin. And the Mechas Chinuch's disclaimer, by the way, is he says, listen, if you hold its pashit, isn't the hate? Could be. He said, like emna mi lichtev masha eni yadeya. I'm shudav a pashit. He knew that people were going to say, it's pashit. Come on, what's the shayla? Mechas Chinuch preempted it. That's his whole akdom. Ach ish kamayni loy evash lichtev masha nistapikli. He says, what should I tell you? I don't know. To me, it's a sofik. I understand all the London thing, it's pashit. He said, abe ich binish zichet. To me, it's a little bit of a sofik. And he says, I'm learning bekiyas now. And as a result, he says, I'm not 100% sure what the achra is going to be. Zok to Mechas Chinuch. In Svara, it's mistaber. It's mistaber that really the iser and the heter component of Sofik Tumah should be taller and whether or not you're going to be Tumah Yatar. Okay, he's not 100% sure, but he says in Svara it's mistaber that way. Why? Because if you look carefully in the Pesukei HaTorah, the Torah says a Kohen is not allowed to do what? Lo Yitama. A Noz is not allowed to do what? Lo Yitama. He can make himself Tumah. It's mashma a little bit that the iser is not don't be negeya b'meis. The iser is don't be in an oil ameis, even though there is a pasuk in the Torah called nefesh meis lo yavoi. But it sounds like from the loyitamla that it says in the Torah that the nekuda so iser is don't make yourself tame. And if that's the case, if we have this halacha l'moish v'sinai, or we have this halacha from Soita, that Sofik Tumah B'Shos HaYochid called Sofik Shat Yochid L'Harbeis is going to be Tameh, so at the end of the day, even though in Din there's a Svek Sveika here, about Chetzef and Tumah there is, and you're going to be Tameh, and the Isra the Kohen is Lo Yitama. And the same is true regarding the Rishus HaRabim, even though it's true, but it's Chat Sveika. So if it's one Sofik, you should say that it's Sveika Dei Reis of the Chumrah. About that. This Kohen, will he be Tameh? Of course not. He'll zicha be tar. There's no shayla whether he'll be Tameh or tar. Alzen nemar sofik tumah b'shos hayachid, sofik tumah b'shos harabim. The question is, how does that impact the iser? So Zok to Mechas Chinuch, that being that when the Torah shtel the vector iser, the Torah said, don't be metama. So it's ma'id mestaber then, that at the end of the day, if you're going to be Tameh, you have the iser. And if you're not going to be Tameh, then you shouldn't have the iser. But the Mechas Chinuch says, that even if that's true, I still have a sofik. I still have a sofik. Why? Because you can still declare what would be as it relates to derivative Isurim that come about from the Tumah. So for example, what would be if you have a Sofik Soita? Let's go mamish to the source of Sofik Tumah. You have a Sofik Soita. The halach is, being that the Sofik happened b'shus ha-yochid, sveikoi, ta-meh, that is the makarta Sofik Tumah, b'shus ha-yochid, sveikoi, ta-meh. What would be if a Kohen right now was boiled this Sofik Soita? Does she have a din of a zoina, klapi the kohen? Would he get malchus right now for being over the iser of being boil a zoina? Yitzarechel, you would say, yeah, because we're paskining right now that she is a vadai tome. If that's the case, she has a din of a zoina. Sofik tumah b'shos hayachid sveikoi tome. Tumah ksiv b'karayis. As a result, there would be a tumah. Obezok to Mechas Chinuch, I'm not 100% sure. It could be that the whole psak of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is only negeya the Tumah Shabbat. But what's negeya? Anything that's going to come about as a result of that, that's not going to be negeya. Now, if it's only one Sofik, it's not a Shaila, because anyways, it'd be a Sveika Deraisa. Where it'd be negeya is if it's a Svek Sveika. So you have two Sveikas, as it relates to the Soita called Sofik Shati Yachid LaHarboys. So she's going to be Gepaskin that she's Tameh. What about a Koyin right now that was over there? So Zoyna. Does she have it in Zoyna? Does she not have it in Zoyna? Could be it's only negeya the Issa Tumah. Now, this is already different than the Shaila as it relates to the Kohen. Why? Because when the Torah says that a Kohen is not allowed to be Boil or Zayna, it doesn't say Tumah, it says Zayna. Because we assume Tumah, based on Sofik Tumah, B'Shus HaYachid, Afilu B'Svek Sveika, that's why she gets a Din Zayna. A behind, what's negeya the Kohen is, does she have a Shem Zayna or not? It could be Sofik Tumah doesn't give you a Shem Zayna. A Shem Tumah it gives you. So what's negeya the Issa Kohen, the Issa Nazar, which is totally in. Did you become Tameh? Because the Torah said lo yitama. So over there already, you can hear that maybe you can't be mechalik. Maybe you can't spalt. You can't bifurcate. Aber was ist negei de Shem Zoyne? Das ist schon etwas unter der Schmuz. Because of Sofik Tumah, she now gets a din Zoyne. Whether or not the coin's going to get Malkus for this beer is totally in the Issa Zoyne, not Issa Zoyne. It could be where it's a Svek Svek. You're not going to have that loch. Or maybe not. One Svek Svek of Paskins, because of Sofik Tumah, B'Shus HaYachid, that she was Nivola. So now she's a Vaday Zoyne. Once she's a Vaday Zoyne, the coin, this is all included in the Sofik. But Maisa Mechaschinuch says Toich Dvarov that as it relates to the second Shaila, if a Koyen is Boil, a Sofik Soita, whether he would get Malkus, Bekai Gavna, where it was a Svek Sveika, he says, Shuv Herali Talmidi, Shebeshev Shmeitza, that he talks a little bit about this. And one of my Talmidim, he said, show me that this is Mefurish in the Shev. Who is the Shev Shmeitza? The Baal Ksois HaChoshen. And the Baal Ksois HaChoshen, the Shev Shmeitza said this. And he has a whole little bit of an Arichas. The Hirgish B'Mashe Kosafti, the Hiniani Shekivanti, L'daitoi HaRoma B'Ezza Hashem Yizbar. A lot of Anov in this Menchus Chinuch. But the bottom line is, this was this epic Shaila in the Menchus Chinuch. And that is Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tzveikoi Tomei. Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabin Tzveikoi Tomei. Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tzveikoi Tomei. Even if there's a Svek Svek. How does that impact Isurei Kohuna and Isurei Naziris? Could a Kohen and a Nazir walk into a situation where there's a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid B'Kai Gamna where it's a Svek Sveka? What would be the tzad not? Because Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tzveikoi Tomei even by Svek Svek. What would be the tzad yeah? Because it could be the whole din of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tzveikoi Tomei is only negeya whether he's Tomei or Tar. Aber was is negeya the Isser? What's negeya Isurim? Alzeh ne'amar mishpatei atayr Svek Svek, you always go l'kula. The same shai would be in the reverse. Could a Kohen walk in l'chadchila to a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab? What would be the tzad yeah? Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab Tzveikoi Tar. He's going to walk out Tar. So if he's going to walk out Tar, why shouldn't he be able to walk in? Could be that's only negeya whether he's Tomei Atar. Abavas is negeya whether it's mutter for him or aser for him to walk in. It could be not. This is the Sofik of the Minchas Chinuch. So I'll just tell you something interesting. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in the Shail Seshuvas Har Tzvi, and this is in Yerideya, Simin Reish Pei Gimel. He wanted to say a Meridig Echidesh. He was asked a Shaila, I'll read it inside, Beveis HaSefer. Sounds like a university. Shemachzikim sham gulgoyla shal meis. Where you have corpses, skulls of a meis. Im koyin rashohi li kones l'cheder ha-somuch l'cheder zeh. Could a koyin walk in, not to the room where the meis is, but rather into a room that's adjacent to, va-pesach b'neim sogu b'delas, when the door between them is going to be closed. In other words, Rav Tzvi Pesach was asked, whether somebody can study in university where there's also a medical school so that he's going to be in the same building where there are dead bodies which are being studied by the medical students, whether that's going to be an issue or that's not going to be an issue. Now, just as a disclaimer, this is not the same Shaila that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote about in his tshuva, his very, very sharp tshuva to Rav Shimon Schwab. He was discussing Kehanim going to medical school, where they themselves are going to be in the same room, side ba'oil, and even b'magu, b'masa, together with a mace. That Ramosha held fire and brimstone was a problem. This is a little bit of a different Shaila. This Shaila, this student is in law school. He's gradually going to be under the same roof as a medical school, and as a result, there's going to be Gulgoylas Shal Meis there, and the question is, could he be there or could he not be there? And this is more kuladig, number one, because you're only dealing with oil, and number two, you're not even in the same room. And because you're not in the same room, so there are different etzes that maybe you shouldn't be able to cheshben. Al-Koponim, Rav Hirsch Pesach, sat down and he wrote a tshuva, and Ruba de Ruba of this tshuva, discusses Mechaschenach Shail. He says that I have a starket sad maybe to be mekel. And the reason I have a starket sad to be mekel is because the emes is, even though it's poshet that there is a mace in this university, right? They store this. This is something that they have in stock because they need this for the students. But at the same time, he says, roiv of the mesim in this Beis HaSefer must have not been in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the mesim in this Beis HaSefer are Eina Yehudim. And there's a very, very starket sad that Kivrei Yaakim are not metama boil. The Rambam Shita. But the point is that there's definitely a very, very stark tzad that all you're dealing with over here is this Kivrei Yaakov. And he says, even if you want to tell me it's not Roiv, he says, because I can't ascertain for sure that it's a Roiv. Oh, but midei sveiko lo nafka. It's for sure at best only a Safek. Said Rav Tzvi Pesach, a university is a Rishus HaRabim. How do I know it's a Rishus HaRabim? Because the definition of Safek Tomei Rishus HaRabim is three people. Kimavur b'mesechtes nozit daf nun zayin. And if that's the case, it's for sure a Rishus HaRabim. And Safek Tomei Rishus HaRabim, the Michas Chinuch has a tzad, Sveikoi Tar, even as it relates to the Isurei Koyen. And if that's the case, a Koyen L'chatchila would be allowed to walk into a room where there's only a Safek, maybe this Tomas Meis there, based on the Halach of Safek Tomei Rishus HaRabim. That was the Rav Tzvi Pesach's Eitzah. Now the Mechas Chinuch wrote it, not learning Be'in, just B'derech Agav, a fleeting Ha'ara, where he's mefalfel in Gan's Shas. Rav Tzvi Pesach was writing a tshuva. So Rav Tzvi Pesach had to come to a little bit of a hachra. So he's mefalfel a little bit, and he mentions two Ma'ar Mekoymas that I think I would mention very, very quickly. The first one is one of the really important Gemaras in the Sugyas of Ahalas, and that is, it's a Gemara Mesech, this Brachas, Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. Omer Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik. Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik said, Madalgin Hayinu Al Gabi Anoyne Shal Mason. Likreis Malchi Yisrael. We used to run towards the Malchi Yisrael. Whenever we heard the king was in town, so we used to run, but we didn't just run. We used to spring. Medalgin hayinu. Rabbi Elazar Tzadik was a kohen, and he said we would jump over even the Aroyne Shal Mason. V'loy Likreis Malchi Yisrael Bavad. El Afilu Likreis Malchi Umas Oilam. We used to do it even for the Malchi Umas Oilam. Either way, the Gemara asks Akasha, how are you allowed to do that? I mean, Rabbi Elazar Tzadik is saying a lot of pashtus. We heard the king was in town. We were so excited. We would run to get a glimpse of the king, even the Malchi Umay Sa'ilam, and we would even jump Al Gabi Aroyne Shal Mesim. How can you jump Al Gabi Aroyne Shal Mesim? Freak the Gemara. What's the Eitzah? You'll tell me Kovid Malachim, right? That's the terrace. Oh, Be'in Chochma, Ein Tfuna, Ve'in Eitzel, in Eged Hashem. It's very nice. Kovid Malachim, Kovid Abriyas, all the Kovids that you have. But when it comes to Kovid Hashem, Ein Chochma, and for the Gemara, the Rava. The Teretz is something Rava said. Oh, my Rava. Rava said, Dvar Torah, oil, every time you have an oil, kol shneyesh bechalal tefach, choytzeitz mifnei hatomo. If you have an oil, and there's a mace inside the oil, if there's a chalal tefach, right, there's a gap of a tefach between the mace and where the oil is, so the halach is, it's choytzeitz mifnei hatomo. V'she'en boi chalal tefach, if there's no chalal tefach, ein noi choytzes b'fnei atoma. The roiv aroinois, says the Gemara, most aroinois yesh behem chalal tefach, have this chalal tefach. So really, most aroinois is not a problem anyways. A kohen could jump over an aron. Why would a kohen not be able to jump over an aron? What would be the problem? The problem would be because there's a mace inside the aron. Well, in most cases, it's not an issue. The reason is because in most cases, you have the chalal tefach. If you have the chalal tefach, so the mace is boxed in the coffin, literally, and spiritually and figuratively, and as a result, there's no tumma that's being baikei on top of it. Why then could a kohen not walk over an aron ha-meis? The gods are al sheyesh behem mishum sheim behem, because Chazal made a gzeira because of the miyat. Umishum kavod malachim like gods b'rabon. Being that this was only a shayla of kavod malachim, wasn't a problem. Says Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Tzadik said we used to spring over to go and run see the kavod malachim over that aron ha-meis. How were they able to do it? You're running into a situation being malal ha-meis. The teretz is not a problem. You know it's not a problem because of roiv. Because roiv aron is anyways is not an issue. It's only a shayla of a miyat. Oh, it's only a shayla of a miyat. It's a based on a meat, it's not a problem. Zok to know the Yehuda in Slach, right here on this Gemara, Brachas Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. It said, why did the Gemara have to say that Roiv Aroinos, that most of the Aroinos were okay? Why couldn't you just say some of the Aroinos were okay? Just say some of the Aroinos. Zok to know the Yehuda. You're going to tell me it's Pasha. Because if only some of the Aroinos have this Chalal Tefach, but others don't, then it would be a Safik. And what's the halacha when you have a Safik? You go L'chumra, Sveikadai Reis L'chumra. So based on Sofik, it would be a problem. Obzoktenoid, but you know, where were these aroinis? They were in the Rosh Hashanah, were springing over these aroinis. Where? Because this person was stuck in the morgue? No. Because he's running outside. He's mamish, he's on Rechov, Shmuel HaNavi. I don't know where he is. He's running to see the king. So they're jumping over right now to go see. So it's in Rosh Hashanah. So if it's a Sofik, it'd be Sofik Tumi Rosh Hashanah. So why do you need Rav? It's not the Buddha's cash. Why do you need Rav aroinis? Say, Pasha, it was a Sofik. Even without a roif, Sofik should be enough. Because Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Veikaitar. Zog the Noi de Yehuda. You have to say, that even though it's true, that Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sveikaitar. However, over here we're not handling whether they became Tamei or Tahar. We're handling whether it was Mutter or Aser. And as it's Negeya Mutter or Aser, this is Kishar Sveikah Shebetayra. And every single suffering of the Torah, Sveikah Deiraisa, you go to Chumra, and that's why here too you would also have to go to Chumra. And the only reason it was Mutter is because there was a Rav. But if there was a Sofik, even though the Sofik was in a Rosh Hasharabim, still you say Sveikah Tahar. So still you would, even, and Sveikah is Tahar, but still would have been Aser. So Rabbi Hirsch Pesach, it's a mefurish anoy de Yehuda who named on one side. It was pasha to him. The Michas Chinuch already put out the disclaimer. It was going to be pasha to some. That it was pasha to the anoy de Yehuda on one side in this chakira. He bought it from this gemara here in Brachis Daf Yutes and Edel Adiak. But he bought it from this gemara. That why did you need the rive? Pasha, you could say l'rav chedemelsa. It's the mitzias. But al kopanim, it's mashu from the gemara. You needed the rive, and the reason you needed the rive because had it been a suffix, it would have been a problem. I it's a suffix tumer b'shus harabim. Suffix tumer b'shus harabim only says that you're tahar, but doesn't give you a gerech to do that. Abizot refers Pesach dal achra iyun. This is another Maramakim. And this Maramakim is not from the Achreinim, it's from the Rishonim. It's from a Tosfos. And I think from Tosfos it's Muchach, the other tzad in the Shaila. This Tosfos is a Mesachtes, Ksubis, Dav Chofches on the base. Tosfos over there is discussing the halach of a Beis HaPras. So what's a Beis HaPras? Again, this is all Dover B'itay Matoiv, the sugis that we're learning, Nazar. And a Beis HaPras is a Sodesh and Nechrash Bokever. So there's a field, and we know once upon a time somebody had buried one of his kreivim in this field. Since then, he plowed the field, he's growing corn there now. Okay, but once upon a time, there was a kever there. So Chazal made a gzera, and Chazal said that every single Beis HaPras, a sodesh and echosh bakever, a kohen's not allowed to walk in there. It's a quintessential example of Tumah D'Rabbanan, right? The classic example. Someone asks you, give me a case of Tumah D'Rabbanan, Beis HaPras. That's a perfect good answer, right? So Beis HaPras would be the answer. That's your classic example. Zok Tosfos. It's the last Tosfos in Perikah, Isha Shen Azarmel. The next Tosfos, you're already learning Eilu Nairis. It's the last Tosfos in Isha Shen Azarmel, Ksubis, Chofches Amidez. Ubeis HaPras. Lahochi Havid Rabbanan. Why is a Beis HaPras only a Safik Rabbanan? In other words, why is it only a Tumah Rabbanan? Tosfos bothered. Why is Tumah Rabbanan? I think it should be a Tumah D'Raisa. Why? Beis HaPras, there's a legitimate issue over here. There might be a kever here. So why is this only the Rabbanan? Mishum da havi sofik tuma b'shus harabim. The reason is because it's a sofik tuma b'shus harabim. And because it's a sofik tuma b'shus harabim, therefore sofik tuma b'shus harabim is fekei tahar. And because sofik tuma b'shus harabim is fekei tahar, on the chiddush of Beis HaPras, it would have been mutter. Tosfos held that in Svara, a Beis HaPras should be a real sofik tuma. Kenzach Dingen maybe. But Tosfos held it was pasha. Pashat Tosfos. That every Beis HaPras be'etzim, there's a legitimate suffix. So why then is it a Chiddush of Beis HaPras? The Teretz is because it's in a Rosh HaRabim a Beis HaPras. And suffix Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sveikei Tahar. That's why you need the Chiddush of Beis HaPras. That's why the rabbis came. And they said that even though be'etzim, based on the Gedorim of Tumah, this should be okay, it's going to be awesome. And I forgot about Amati Yeru Chacham and suffix Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Even though Chazal, they left it. They had no problem with suffix Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Hainu Hecha, Shat Tumah Mevureres, Fulay Noilad HaSafik, Elab HaKroi. Upam acheres lo yitamo, avol over here hocha shalo oylam asada besafik leirotzu letar afagafte midai reis letar. That over here there's always going to be a safik. This is not like a one off, right? You have shnei shvilim, or you have one of these situations where you have nine shotsim and one tzvardeya. Right? It's not one of these obscure. This is a field that lo oylam vaed mamish until Elio Hanavi is going to come and he's going to be metayer all the tmeim. There's always going to be a shayla over here in this area. And it's for that reason Chazal didn't want to be mekel, and that's why they held, and they said that even though Meikra didn't suffer too much as Rabbis make it, but as it relates to a Beis HaPras is going to be told. So said Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, it comes out from Tosfos that the whole concept, the whole institution of a Beis HaPras is really a Din D'Rabbanan. Why? Why is it a Drabbanan? I mean, why is it not a Dairaisa? It's because it would be a Suffolk Tomei B'Shas HaRavim. If that's the case, he says, we know from different places in Shas, and he quotes a Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem Zayin Amalav. Let's read that Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya, Holchem LeYerichal Nachrim, a person's allowed to go on the Yontif of the Ovdei Kechavim, Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, V'loikchemem Behema, V'avodim, V'shvachis, Batim, Sodois, Ukram. You're allowed to buy things from them, even though really you shouldn't be able to buy, but these things you're allowed to buy. The koisev, you could write a shtar, umayleber koishalahem. You could even go to Erkuris. Mipneishin who can matzal miyom. Even though all these things, so many soon going on in this one line. But it doesn't matter. Being that you're being matzal these things, we allow you to do it. Vemhoye koyin. Let's say someone's a koyin, metamba bechutzlaretz. He can go to chutzlaretz, even though koyin's not allowed to go to chutzlaretz, right? Also, dover beitoy. But at the same time, he can go la'arimah. Just like a coin can go to Chutz Laaretz to handle and to start buying real estate, he can even walk into a Beis HaKvaris. So let's say there's an opportunity to buy something to be matzal miyodon in a Beis HaChayim. A coin can walk into a Beis HaKvaris. He can do it. It's so important to be matzal miyodon, you can walk into a Beis HaKvaris. Be'im Adam, you can do Geschäft. You can go to Chutz Laaretz. You can even walk into a Beis HaKvaris. Gemara, the Beis HaKvaris, no, that can't be. Right, we're pushing it a little bit. Right, you can even there, and even that. Kenzesen chazo oichet. What? No, it can't be. Of course not. It's a beis hakvaris. Tumma day raisa here. It's a tumma day raisa. And for the Gemara, ela be beis hapras derabbanan. No, we don't mean a real beis hakvaris. We mean a beis hapras. A beis hapras where it's only a shayla with the rabbanan. A koyin can go into a beis hapras to be matzal b'yotan. Umetama lisa isha v'lo maitaira. And he could also walk into a beis hapras lumaitaira v'lisa isha. Zokref tzvi pesach. It's mavur. It's a mafurish gemara. It's not a shayla. We know this. But here's a gemara. You need a gemara. Here's a gemara. It's a mafurish gemara that the gemara says a koyin's not allowed to walk into a beis hapras. It's aser for a kohen to walk in to a beis hapras. L'chayra, shteltzich, d'shayla. Why is it aser for a kohen to walk in to a beis hapras? L'chayra, every beis hapras, when we you're handling over here, the shayla of Safik Tumah, and it's a shayla of Safik Tumah b'shus harabim. So you see that when the Chazal went and they extended this halacha of beis hapras, they extended it not only to the halachas of whether you're Tomei or Tar, but it's Negeya also all the Isurim. The bottom line is, Rav Tzvi Pesach, La'achara Iyun, he said that, meaning, let's just speak out the Kasha a little bit better. L'chayra, right, we didn't speak out the Kasha good. Let's speak out the Kasha a little bit better. L'chayra, what do you mean that the whole Beis HaPras is only a Dirabanan as it relates to a Koyim being Metama? A Beis HaPras as it relates to a Koyim being Metama is in Issa Dairaisa. Because every Beis HaPras, it's Mavurin, Toysus, Xubis, Daf Chav Chesam, Ebeis, is really a Sveikah Dairi, is a really a Sofik Tomei B'Shos HaRabim. Sofik Tomei B'Shos HaRabim is really a Sveikah Dairaisa. But again, whether you're Tomei or Tar, you have the Klal of Sofik Tomei B'Shos HaRabim. It's there that you would need the Chiddush of Beis HaPras to tell me that even though it's Sofik Tomei B'Shos HaRabim, Sveikah Tar, but based on Beis HaPras, you're going to be Tomei. Abavas is Negeya, the Issa, the Heter of the Koyin, L'chayra, if it's a regular Sofik Tomei, then it should be Asa Midei Raisa. And if that's the case, there should be no difference between a Beis HaPras and a Beis HaKvaris. Again, it's Mavu in the Gemara in Erev in Daf Mem Zayin. Let's get this clear. It's Mavu in the Gemara in Erev in Daf Mem Zayin that the same Kula that you have in Beis HaPras as it relates to all Tomei, you have as it relates to a Koyin being allowed to enter a Beis HaPras. A Koyin can't walk into a Beis HaKvaris, Lumay Torah, Lisa Isho, Lahatzel, Miyodon. But into a Beis HaPras, he is allowed. What's the difference? The difference is because Beis HaPras is the Rabbon. But Zokrav Tzvi Pesach, it's Muchach and Toysis, Mamish Goynes. Toysis and Ksubis, Tav Chav Ches Omid Beis, that really every single Beis HaPras is a Sofik Tumah. It's a regular Sofik Tumah. It's a regular Geheriga Sofik Tumah. Why then do we have to come on to Beis HaPras and say that it's only a problem with the Rabbanon? It's based on the fact that Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sveikah Tar. But if you're going to tell me that there's no Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikah Tar in a Geyedi Surei Kohuna, so then Midei Raisi can't walk into the Beis HaPras. If Midei Raisi can't walk into the Beis HaPras, so there's no difference between a Beis HaPras and a Beis HaKvaris. What's Pshat in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Daf Mem Zayin. That's Rav Tzvi Pesach's Raya. So he says, you see from here that the kula of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikah Tar was not only true with regards to whether you're Tomei or Tar, but it's also true with regards to whether the Kohen would be allowed to walk in and not be allowed to walk in. But the bottom line is that the Mechaz Chinuch's Gershon, Seshaila was, whether the sugya of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, Sai the kula of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, B'shus ha-rabim sveikai tara. Say the chumra of sofik tumor b'shus ha-yachid sveikai tome. Even b'makam svek sveikai. Does that apply to the Isurei Kohuna? Does that apply to the Isurei Naziris? Is Makam to say that the whole rule is only whether you're Tamei Atar, but versus the Gay, whether I'm allowed to lechatchila be Matamei myself to such a situation? Could be that we follow the regular Gedarim. If it's one Suffolk, even if it's in a Rishos Arabim, Sveikai Tamei. And if it's two Sveikis, even if it's in a Rishos Ayachid, the Alach is going to be Sveikai Tar. And Cheschinuch had this grace of Suffolk. He's not the more that it should be Talui in whether the tum is there b'metzias or not, because at the end of the day, when the Torah says the nazir and the kohen can't come in contact with a mace, it doesn't say he can't come in contact with a mace. It says he can't be metama to a mace. It's not vifli, you're not going to be metama. What really should be the problem? The meiser of Pesach in his tshuva halacha l'meiser, he had anoyed the Yehuda tzlach. We're from the pashtus and the tzlach. The tzlach seems to say that when it comes to Safik Tumah, we follow the regular gedarim of Sveikis, and we don't work with Safik Tumah b'shus ayachet Safik Tumah b'shus arabim. B'tzad sheni, from Tosis and the sugya beis apras, it would seem to be very, very mashma the other way. Incidentally, I saw one of the poskim wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah Melech, that the Mishnah Melech said, with regards to the, which Mishnah Melech? The same Mishnah Melech we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks regarding Mumya in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Avot, where the Mishnah Melech had the Shiloh with the Mumya. Could Kehanim trade a Mumya or not? And the Mishnah Melech wanted to make a Svek Sveka. What was the Svek Sveka? Safik, the Shittas HaYoreim, that it could be Kivriyakim and Namatama, Filo B'magav Amasa. And the other Safik was the Shittas HaRaivin in Perek Eloch Nezayin Hilchos Aziris, that Kehanim is Manazet Tmei Meis anyways. Mishnah Melech Shitta is that their mutter therefore going to Raivin to be Metama L'chadchilo. So based on these two Shittas, he wanted to give Zechanetza. Why did he say not? He said because the Yoreim is a Das Yochid, he has no time to the Messiah, and the Raivin is a Das Yochid, he has no time to the Messiah. So I saw that somebody wanted a Taina that I don't understand the Mishnah Melech Svek Sveka. He said, Mamanavshach. Is this in a Rishos Sayachid? The whole Mum Yishayla. Was this a Shayla in a Rishos Sayachid? So called Sveka Shatiyachal Harbay. He says, anyway, it's going to be Sveka Tome. And if it's in a Rishos Harabin, this mumya business, so anyways it would be mutter. So where's the negeya svek sveka? Meaning the Mishnah Melech approached the shayla the way you any poisek would approach any shayla. One sofik, two svekas, the raises, the rabbanon, das yochis. Mishnah Melech wrote a tshuva, right? This is the way he approached the shayla. What's the tshuva? Maman of shach, either it's a rishus hayochid or it's a rishus harabim. Vukup derayin svek sveka. Svek sveka is a shayla in Yisurei Torah. Vukup derayin do svek sveka. Now the emes is not so posh at this time. The reason it's not so posh it is because you have to know whether you say Safik Tumim Rishos Ayachid, Safik Tumim Rishos Arabim by Safik and Din. Could be the only time you say it is when there's a Safik in Metzias, not when it's a Safik and Din. But if you remember on Shabbos Hizdaf, which we recorded on Friday, we said very, very fleetingly in Rabbi Vadya's Tshuva, where he talks about Kehanim taking the train to work, where they're going to go over a Beis HaKfaris, and he brings from the Malamed Lahoyel, who said over from Yitzchak Chanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan wanted to say, else maybe Safik Tumim Rishos Arabim, that was one of the sniffim. Now we understand a little bit better what Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was saying, right? Al Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, a Kohen could walk and he could take the train, right? He could take the train, Al Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. But over there, and he wanted to make a Shtichel Svek Sveka, and he was handling Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim even in the context of Sofik Din, and that was Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's grace of Chiddush, that even by Sofik Din, you say, but the bottom line is that from the fact that the Mishnah Melech is handling one Sofik, two Svekas, so it could be that's a little bit of a raya that when it comes to the Surah Kahuna, you don't go with the Gedarim of Sofik Tumah, but rather you treat it like you would treat a regular suffix. So what's the bottom line? Am I saying that Shuva, Rav Tzvi Pesach, sounds like he was working a little bit with this Eitzah. He was definitely giving it ear time, and he was open to the idea and this kula that a Kaya maybe can walk into a place where there's a suffix, that there might be a Tumas oil situation. Again, he's mitzarefit in his Shuva. So each Shaila obviously has its unique situations. But the bottom line is, Rav Tzvi Pesach definitely worked with it. That could be a kula for Kayhanib Bizman Azeh to walk into public areas where there's a possibility, there's a good chance. And it sounds like in Ritzvei Pesach's case, even it was a vada, it was just a suffix if it's from a yidana, working with the Rambam Shita, that Kivriyak Manat Matama Boyo, but a major, major sniff lahaka would be this Eitzah, today's daf. And that is Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikoy Tahar, even as it relates to the Isurei Kuna, one side of the Minchas Chinuch, not like the Noid of Yehuda, but a fester raya from the last Tosis of Berak Yishish and Azaramullah, it would be okay for a Kohen to be Saimach on this. Lamaisa, I looked around a little bit, and I saw, again, this is Mipia Shmua, different Gedolim, some said Azai, some said Azai. It sounds like if you speak to a Poisek, this is definitely something that is taken into consideration. But one thing I saw interesting, b'shem Reb Shlomo Zalman, that somebody said that he once asked Reb Shlomo Zalman the Shaila, and told him he's a kohen, he wanted to go into one of these compromised situations, it was a hospital, and Reb Shlomo Zalman said, you're a kohen, you can't just go. Then he asked Reb Yashiv, and it seems like Reb Yashiv told him, maybe Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRavim. Again, totally out of context, but just in the spirit of finishing this raid bite on a light note, it sounded like he was working with the Seitzah of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRavim. So he went back to Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he told Reb Shlomo Zalman that Reb Yashiv said, Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRavim. So Reb Shlomo Zalman told him, as Ichalt, that if there would have been hospitals, Bimei Chazal, Chazal would have included hospitals in the Takana of Beis HaPras. And a Kohen can't walk into a Beis HaPras. And the emphasis is, it's Moyerdik. Because what did Tosfos say? Tosfos Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. Tosfos, when he describes the Beis HaPras, he says, when do you have this rule of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRavim? Every Beis HaPras, Tosfos holds, should be a Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRavim. But when do you have that? Hainu Heicha, that's only Sha'atuma Mevureres, V'loi Noilad HaSafik Elo Bakroi. That whenever you have a situation where it's shchiach and there's a matzav like this, it could be over there, you don't have safik tumah b'shus ram, but al-koponim, that was Rishon Mazalman's cook. And that is, l'chayra, a hospital would be like a Beis HaPras. And even though it could be you have Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRavim, but I think to me that's a Beis HaPras. And a Beis HaPras, the halacha is, avada koyin's not allowed to be matamatu. So too, could be you wouldn't have this Eitzah of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRavim.